She gets the job, of course, no vote required, and a line has been drawn under the past 4 years, he says. But he's new, and not a lot of us know a lot about him, apart from the fact he ran Air New Zealand for a while. So did they love him in aviation? Former aviation industry CEO Irene King is back with us. Irene, good morning.
Good morning.
If I rounded 100 people from aviation up and said, talk to me about Christopher Luxon, would it all be positive?
No, there would be definitely some negative comments, but he has what I see as the cut through needed at the political level, and that's the ability to get to the nub of the problems. You don't always like the solution, of course.
He said he builds winning teams and gets stuff done. Is that fair?
Absolutely. He surrounded himself with, you know, what you would call the dream team, and he has the capability to really select people to come onto that team and build strong relationships.
Would that be why, now this is only my impression, but I go back to Ralph Norris at Air New Zealand, very high profile, very well liked. Rob Fyfe, very high profile, very well liked. Luxon, not so much profile. Is that him? Low profile, gets a team around him and does the job.
Oh, absolutely. Very, very different character. And my impression is that he doesn't encourage drama. He just cuts through and understands the issues, and has the awesome intellect to process quite complex issues. Like I say, the solutions are not always what we might consider palatable. Mm. But, you know, you don't always have that option.
And when you said negative, what would the negatives be? What would people say about him that's not good?
Look, I think there was absolutely a crisis between the styles of Rob and the style of Christopher. Very, very different. And my understanding, impression of Air New Zealanders is that they thrive on drama, whereas my, and working internally within the company, the best chief executives just cut through issues and got on with the business and built great businesses. And he had a dream run in terms of international aviation. He built great businesses, but he was a quiet achiever. There was no razzmatazz and humming around him. You know, it was quiet achievement with a dream team.
Interesting insight.
That bodes well.
Good. While I've got you, all this talk about the airlines not coming back to the country unless we get a really clean, clear plan out of the government about borders, is that true, do you think?
No. They'll come. If the customers come, the airlines come.
So if they see demand, if they get a date and a time, they think people are going to be buying tickets and they'll want to fill their planes with people. Simple as that.
Absolutely. Cash is king in the airline industry at the moment, and you can't fly aircraft without bums on seats, literally.
Nice to talk to you, Irene. Irene King, former aviation industry CEO, the man in question, Mr. Luxon, after 7 o'clock this morning.